This is an RNIB talking book.
Goodbye, Curate by Fred Seacom.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Goodbye, Curate by Fred Seacom. Chapter 1. It's pointless going to the furniture stores. All they have to offer is 1946 utility rubbish. It will fall apart in no time. Auction rooms, here we come. Eleanor, my bride-to-be in 6 weeks' time, surveyed the newly papered and painted front room of No. 11 Bevan's Row, our future home. Bevan's Row was a street of terraced houses built to accommodate the miners of Pontywen in the 1880s. Whatever you say, love, I'm an innocent abroad in these matters. That is an understatement, Frederick. I'm sure you think a Welsh dresser is someone who prepares salads in Aberystwyth. Anyway, what about a visit to the auction rooms in Cardiff tomorrow? If the vicar will let me switch my day off, that will be fine. I'm sure he will when you tell him the reason. My vicar, Father John Whittaker, had not been long in Pontywen, but had succeeded in alienating most of the congregation with his high church inclinations. However, he was a social climber, and was impressed by the fact that his curate was about to marry a lady doctor, who was the daughter of a doctor. Our conversation was interrupted by a knock on the door, followed by the hesitant entry of Llew, one of the two odd-job men employed by Mr. Lloyd Evans, solicitor and landlord, to make the house habitable. For many years it had been occupied by an eccentric spinster, who had turned it into a hovel and a refuge for stray cats.